USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he does not know Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, who recently weighed in on impeachment.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax.
Speaking at the White House, the president again calls impeachment a total witch hunt. With the impeachment trial of President Trump set to begin on Tuesday, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democratic push for the impeachment of the president is a taxpayer campaign stunt.
They took Americans' hard-earned dollars and funneled them into years of worthless or baseless investigation meant to discredit this president. And after 3 years with zero facts to back up their accusations, Democrats rammed impeachment down the throats of the American people.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
President Trump is touting the U.S. trade deal with China as a great win for American farmers. In a tweet, the president says the farmers will be really happy with the newly signed Phase 1 agreement. North Carolina pork farmer David Herring tells Fox News,
"We need unparalleled access to China and level playing fields, and what we're asked the Chinese government to drop the punitive tariffs,
yeah.
So we have more access. That's the most important thing for pork producers today."
Another deal expected to help farmers is the North American trade deal, which is headed to the president's desk after final passage in the Senate on Thursday. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announces the final vote tally.
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The USMCA got strong bipartisan votes in both the House and Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Christmas retail sales in 2019 grew to just over 4%, amounting to $730.2 billion. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That figure came to us from Jack Kleinhans, chief economist at the National Retail Federation.
When you start thinking about what the front line of the economy is, it is retail and consumer spending. And it's certainly an indication of how demand is in the economy and to a great degree how the economy is going to perform. The consumer is the driving force in this economy and in this expansion since 2009.
Kleinhans tells us this is a positive indicator of what's ahead. The 4.1% jump in the Christmas sales figures increased despite a late Thanksgiving in perceived worries about tariffs.
A wrestling legend has died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Rocky Johnson, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler and father of actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has died at the age of 75. The cause of death was not released. His greatest accomplishment was becoming the first African-American World Tag Team Champion in 1983. When he retired, he helped train his son to be one of the biggest stars in WWE history. In 2008, Dwayne would induct his father into the WWE Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.